if I could live in another time, when would it be? I would live in, I don't know, I would like to see how the future is 5,000 years from now. That'd be pretty cool. Nah, I would not want to go to the past.
This is the naked truth about real estate investing. Your host, Javier, has already been through all the brain damage of this business, so you don't have to go through it. That way, you're not exposed to all of the risk of losing your shirt or getting caught with your pants down. So let's dive into another No BS episode right now.
Hello, everybody. This is Javier Hinojo with The Naked Truth About Real Estate Investing. And actually, today, I am going to answer the questions on the Naked Truth Roulette, right? I asked these questions to my guests, and I said, what the heck, right? Let's go ahead and answer these. So you kind of get a chance to get to know me a little bit better. And I'm going to go ahead and do these roulette questions. I trust everybody's having a great day. And we'll spend some time on this. And I think it'll be pretty cool just for me to go through these questions and you guys get to know me a little bit better. One of the main reasons why I do this roulette, you know, you talk to these investors and people, you know, maybe doing a couple of flips. Some of these guys are doing hundreds of flips. Some of these guys have hundreds of millions of dollars under management or own hundreds of properties. And you got to understand, right? We're all still people, right? There's not much difference between being ordinary and extraordinary. So just being extraordinary, just add a little extra. So we all started somewhere and we're all still real people. So just that's why I created this roulette, just to kind of, you guys get a chance to meet them a little bit more, get to know the real person, ask just some strange, random questions. So I'm going to answer these questions. So number one is a celebrity on a date. If I had an option of taking a celebrity on a date, who would it be? I got quite a few. So get your pen down. I'm about to go. So number one, got to go with not in any particular order, but Scarlett Johansson. I guess you agree with that. Jessica Alba. Can't go bad with Jessica Alba. Maybe Ana de Armas. She's actually the new James Bond girl. I don't know. Just take her on a date. And of course, Gal Gadot. I don't even know how to pronounce her name. That's Wonder Woman. So I got those four. I know it says celebrity on a date, but I got a couple more. I asked my wife. I said, hey, if... what's the guy's name? The guy that does Thor. Everybody knows him as Thor, but he has a real name. And say, so if he asked you on a date, what would you say? She's like, oh, of course not. I don't know if I would go. And I'm like, shoot, man, if you don't go, you let me know. I'll go in your place. So anyways. But yeah, that was kind of my four. I kind of cheated a little bit. Favorite curse word? We'll come back to that because my kid's in the other room. So starts with an F, ends with a K. All right. If I got up in the morning and I had to go meet somebody in an elevator, I could do one of these two things. It's either brush my teeth or do my hair. Which one would I do? I brush my teeth. I don't care how my hair looks. I would brush my teeth. All right, next question. If you had the world's attention for 30 seconds, what would you say? Man, that's a good one. It's like I'm getting myself. I didn't even practice for these, but I would say... kind of a golden rule, right? Treat everybody the way you want to be treated. But at the end of the day, right, you got the ones that are want to take over the world, not just war, stuff like that, but just you know, you got your folks out there that just like to conquer. So I would actually have no idea. 30 seconds, man, that's not a lot of time. I would actually say, hey man, just love everybody. There's no reason to hate each other. You know, we can all get along. And you know, it doesn't matter where you're from, what color your skin is, or what your religious belief is, right? I guess I would just end it and say, don't be an asshole. I'm sure that's written somewhere, some other way, but just don't be an asshole. Nobody likes them or hang around with them or be with them or do business with them. So don't be one. All right. Favorite quote? I would probably say, I think Napoleon said this one, pretty close. It says, history is a pack of lies agreed upon. I think that's true. You know, a lot of stuff that we know from all over from the world, or I'm from Texas, the stuff that I know, like just the Texas history, the winners, whoever wins the war writes the history. There's been civilizations wiped out that we don't know anything about. And I think we make heroes of people that should not be heroes. And the way the sausage is made is not pretty, but a lot of people like to eat the sausage. So just history is not what it's meant. It's not 100% accurate, right? It's a pack of lies agreed upon. So think independently. Favorite food? Oh, I would say soup. Any kind of soup, basically. But if I had to pick a soup, I would say caldo de pollo, caldo de res, basically. It's like a chicken soup or a beef soup. It's like a beef shank. It's a Mexican soup. It's so good. That's what I definitely like. Favorite band, song, or artist? I would say it's Buck Cherry. And let's see. The name of the song is Crazy Bitch. That's the name of the song. So that definitely my band. When something breaks, do you replace it or fix it? Man, if it takes me more than a couple of minutes, replace it. Time, energy, effort. I'm not gonna fix it unless it's therapeutic for me and I really enjoy fixing something, right? Like I like to wash dishes and I'll wash dishes, but I'll like never cut my grass. And I don't enjoy it. I just pay somebody $50, $70, whatever. I don't even know what they charge me to cut the grass. But I wash dishes because I like it. Worst chore to do, put the dishes away. I like to wash them. I don't like to put them away. If I could live in another time, when would it be? I would live in, I don't know. I would like to see how the future is 5,000 years from now. That'd be pretty cool. I would not want to go to the past. I like to have nice teeth. People didn't have nice teeth in the past. So if I had 5,000 years in the future, would be good. Have you ever cried at a movie? When don't I cry at a movie? That should be the question. Yes. What's the last movie I cried on? I would say I think Disney made a movie like The Dragon, with a dragon. It's like I don't even know what the name of the movie is, but I pretty much cried like 4 times. But yeah, I cry all the time. Do I have any tattoos? I don't have any tattoos. I think about getting tattoos for like the last 10 years and I get distracted and I forget and I just never got around to do it. So I don't know if I'll do it or not. Favorite cartoon as a kid? I would say DuckTales, Uncle Scrooge, right? He was always rich and he had a lot of money and he had a lot of cool stuff like that. So I thought it was cool as a little kid. Like, hey, I want to jump in a vault full of gold coins and swim around. That was pretty cool. So I would say DuckTales for sure. Man, close second is Thundercats for sure. Just super cool cartoon. I would say DuckTales. Hero or villain for a day? I want to say villain for a day. And everybody that knows me says they're going to call me out on that. And you're right. Yeah, I'd be a hero for a day. Could not be the villain because I'd probably cry afterwards. All right. Best Wi-Fi name you've seen? Actually, it's my own. I had this Wi-Fi. So I had my sister-in-laws come over to the house one time and they're like, hey, what's the password for the Wi-Fi? I'm like, here it is. And okay, thank you. They got in. I'm like, how did you know which was my Wi-Fi? And they're like, well, we knew it was yours. And like, which one is it? I'm like, don't steal my internet, right? That wasn't the name of my Wi-Fi. Yeah, but there's all those cool other ones out here too, like Peeping Tom and like, you know, police FBI van and whatever, right? There's a cool other neighbors had some cool stuff. And it said, hey, look, viejo, basically viejo means like old man. That's what they call me because they're younger than me. They said, we knew it was you because you misspelled the word steal. You put the actual steal, not like steal out of my pocket. So we knew it was yours because you misspelled it. That's a true story. Anyway, so it's my own Wi-Fi name. Don't steal my internet. How do I feel about putting pineapple on my pizza? I used to do it a lot with ham. I haven't done it in a while. I'm cool with it. Not too bad. As long as it has enough tomato sauce, but not too much. Oh, geez. What is the most embarrassing thing that I've ever worn? Man. Any of you guys grew up in the late 80s? I was a kid. I hit teenager like in the early 90s. And remember those brother guys that used to sing Crisscross? And they wear their pants backwards, like the zipper and the butt crack in the front pockets in the front. Yeah, I wore pants like that. I crisscross. I wore those pants. So that was pretty dang embarrassing. I'm just so happy that there's no phones. I have no pictures. So if I were arrested with no explanation, what would your friends and family assume you had done? Holy crap. Yeah, that's a good one. Did I put that in there? Dang, okay. I'm sure I put all these questions myself, but that's a good question. I don't know. I would say, I don't know, probably try to defend somebody, you know, I don't know, try to help somebody out. And I just got in trouble, got in the middle of it, you know, trying to I don't know, protect somebody. I think that's probably would be it. They'd be like, okay, what was he doing? Who was he helping or whatever? So for sure. If I was transported 400 years in the past, no clothes, I was butt naked, didn't have anything on me, I would approve I was from the future. I don't know. I smile because, again, like I said earlier, people didn't have nice teeth back then. So I would like, hey, look at my teeth. I would just say, hey, I was hit in the head. I got knocked out. Get some clothes on. Get to know people. And then once they like me, they trust me, then I tell them, hey, I'm from the future. And then they throw me in the loony bin. So, all right. Last question is there such a thing as no stupid questions? No. Actually, there are stupid questions. I would say, hey, everybody, ask a question. Even if it's a stupid question, we'll still get it answered. So yes, there is such thing as stupid questions, but you know, those have to get answered as well. So there you go. That's my naked roulette. I went ahead and answered every single question. And let's see how when time comes around, if I change my opinion or as the podcast grows, I'll add some more questions on here and I rotate some of these around, but it's kind of cool. Get a chance to know me a little bit better. But the best part is not really to know me, but it's to know the guest so they can figure out we're just all normal. Actually not even normal. I'm not normal. Yes, my family, I am. But appreciate you guys listening. This is your host, Javier Hinojo, with The Naked Truth about Real Estate Investing. Don't lose your shirt. Thank you everybody for tuning in to the show. Make sure you follow me on social media, Instagram, Javier Hinojo.jr. Follow me on TikTok, just my name. I got some stupid dance videos. I don't know why I do that, but I'm there. YouTube as well. Just search my name, Facebook. Find me anywhere. The links will be below. I appreciate that. Also, leave a review. You leave a review, I'm going to put a drawing in. I have an off-market, how to find commercial properties off-market. And I have $1,000 and I'm going to take somebody's name from there. I'll do a drawing every quarter or so. And you have access to that training for free. It's $1,000 training and you get it for free. Subscribe to the channel. Take a picture, send it to us, let us know that you gave us a great review, and I will give you a shot at getting that training. So appreciate everybody listening. Don't lose your shirt.
This has been The Naked Truth. Our mission is to give it to you raw. If you got value from this episode, you're invited to leave an honest written review and share this episode with a friend. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you on the next episode.